I have to vote. I have to go to the floor and vote. I've always taken care of my responsibility. I was put in office. People ask me, why don't you resign if you're going to run? So you have more time to run. But I really felt the responsibility. I feel a responsibility to be there on the House floor today. Then we will go and register. Then I'll be back to do my committee hearings. So.
I always have to put this question and try to put it toward the end.
Can I ask your age?
53.
Okay.
You know you're not supposed to ask that.
We don't discriminate.
Yes, sir.
So, still young to me.
There you go. There you go. Anyone else? Sure. Sure. You know, we have to move the state forward. It's obvious it hasn't been happening. It's obvious what O'Malley Brown has done has not sparked any excitement and investment in our state. We're not getting it, and we have to turn it around. It's important. It's not that difficult to do, but it does take an understanding of the needs of business. I remember when I complained about how hard business is, I was told by the governor's office that their economic development was going to send some experts around to help the business owners understand how to improve their business. I think we know our business very well.
What's the path for a Republican to win this year in Maryland? It doesn't happen very often at the statewide level, once as long as I've ever lived here, since it was kindergarten. And so anybody from your party is going to be a long shot. How do you overcome that?
It's coming to me from above. No, the fact is that things have to fall right. It's like entering the NCAAs. But I don't think we're a Cinderella team, not when I look at the polling out there. The numbers are soft. Softer than they've ever been in Montgomery County and Prince George's. People are looking for a new direction. This is totally different. This is an open seat. Ellen Sauerbrain, 94, Bob Ehrlich, 2002, were the last two times there were open seats. People are willing to look openly to what's being offered. And I believe we, by far, have the best solution. When I first announced, I'm the newcomer to this race. People will say that Hogan just announced he's a newcomer. No. Everyone knew he was running for 2 years. David Craig has been running for 2.5 years, Charles Lawler 2.5 years. Nobody knew I was thinking of running until I announced in June. And, you know, that's part of it is getting established, getting the grassroots around the state. We've done that. We've got everything ready to go. We're going to hit the ground running now, and you're going to see things vastly improve for us. Things have to fall right. Those soft numbers mean a lot. People are looking for answers. The Baltimore Sun had said in editorial that I was the leader in putting together a sound platform. That was back in, I don't know, August or something, or July. But I was challenging others. I put a platform out there early. I put a plan out there early, and I've challenged the other candidates. And as I started to move and get traction, then they decided to. I'm not a follower. You know, if it's not can you top this, you know, with what tax cuts you can do. People need sound plans and how they're going to do it.
They want you guys focusing on the economy.
Oh, that's exactly it. It's all about the economy. If you look at my past 8 years, that's all I've been about. I serve on the Ways and Means Committee. I've dealt with those issues. I've dealt with the budget. I know that that's exactly what people are looking for. And if you listen to any of the debates, I have the best answers. I've come out shining in every one of them.
Your campaign has emphasized the economy, but I guess we don't know anything much about this other way on social issues. Are you particularly militant or convinced on any of the social issues that have become
I'd say most of the social issues that you're discussing have been already decided by the state of Maryland voters. And so this campaign is all about the economy.
If you look at my 10-point promise, that's what it's all about. That's what I'm going to stick to.
In terms of fundraising, I know this has become an issue for the Craig campaign, the Brown and Ullman campaign. Are you taking public financing, or are you not raising money, but Shelley, you're going to be able to raise money during the campaign as long as you can't coordinate?
We're going to work it out. We're going to announce that in a couple days of how our plans and how we're doing that. I am not able to even to talk about it or to call people right now, but we will put it out there. When they passed that law back in the early 90s, there were heads of committees that were having a big fundraiser the night before a vote on committee or a hearing on committee. That was wrong. I don't agree with the way the law is written right now. It's really saying that a sitting delegate and senator need not apply.
What about that whole Board of Elections ruling, which, at least on the Democratic side, they think it favors the Brown-Ullman campaign? Where do you stand on that?
Well, I think it favors people that are not currently serving in the state, and it shouldn't be that way. I've been closest to all these issues that we're talking about. I should be able to be out there fundraising. And I should be very careful not to fundraise from anyone. I've had people come to me, big donor type people, who want to give me a big donation in exchange for killing their competition, and I don't do that. I will not take part in that. And I made that clear early on. A lot of them have been waiting for this announcement, and so I think we're going to play a lot of good catch-up, and we'll get there.
Why did it take so long to name a running mate? I mean, there's other candidates, David Craig, for example, named his running mate last summer.
I always said I was going to wait until the end, and I have to tell you, I've built a wonderful team of people that will be part of my administration, and I introduced a couple of them here today that I would invite to be part of it, and they're people who care about everyone at every level. They work for the poor, they volunteer for the poor, and yet they're successful business people. And that's what I've dedicated my life to. I've given back to the community.
So the people who are here with you today are people you would expect to play a role in your administration?
Well, I haven't made that official ask, but they're the type of people that I do want.
Delegate McConkie?
No, I was talking about Darlene Kennedy and Luis Berundo. They give back to the community in many ways, and those are the type of people I'm talking about. All the delegates and senators were asked to be here, so, you know.
And to just sort of riff on the social issues that he mentioned earlier, having had those issues a lot of times decided in referendum in the last few years, despite a lot of Republican opposition, does that sort of help a candidate like you or any of the Republicans this year, knowing that there's not really, something?
Maybe
like
it'll
that
help them
on?
To believe that I'm all about the economy. I'm not going to concentrate on other things, but I've always been that way. I've always been a person in government. I'm working on small business and creating a tax base so that we can help the most needy and do the role that government has and get transportation going.
But I guess that sort of takes something off the table that Democrats may have been able to use successfully in the past.
Possibly. Yeah. They've been dealing with social issues the past 8 years. Agree or disagree, they weren't working on the economy. They were not. And that's what these last 8 years should have been about. And that's what I'm about.